Coming up this Saturday, it will be the Awaken Women's Conference sponsored by Sparking Hope Ministries. Looking forward to that. The Praise Network will be there, and the guest speaker will be Natasha Tompkins. She is a nurse practitioner, correct, Natasha?
Yes, I am.
And we have Natasha on the phone with us this morning to tell us a little bit about her background and also about the message that she'll be bringing to the women on Saturday. Well, I understand you just got back from some sunshine. You're back to Wisconsin now.
I know. We all have survived the Wisconsin winter, every single one of us.
We are we're fighters, aren't we?
We are hardy folk up here.
That's for sure. Now, you as a nurse practitioner, you've worked in a lot of different settings, in a lot of different places. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, I became a nurse practitioner because I have always felt somehow this pull towards helping people, but also at the same time, I knew that I also wanted to do ministry. And so in college, I thought, this would be a great combo because I thought I want to work overseas, and so I'll become a nurse practitioner. I can do medical care. We can go overseas. And my boyfriend at the time, who later became my fiance, who later became my husband, he was headed towards medical school, and so we were both going to do medical things. And it has really been an amazing combination for ministry. I have worked in so many different places. I started out in the inner city. I worked in what was sort of the notorious housing projects of Cabrini Green in downtown Chicago, and moved on to the inner city of New Orleans.
Wow.
Great town. Worked with adolescents, a lot of runaway adolescents, actually. It's a warm climate, so a lot of people can kind of survive living out there, living outside, and kind of living in buildings and things like that. But then moved out of the inner city to rural Michigan. We move a lot.
That's a big contrast.
I know. It was a big contrast. So lived in a fruit area in Michigan, on the western side of Michigan, and had a lot of patients who actually were migrant farm workers. Mm. They traveled around the U.S. picking fruit as the fruit ripened. And so a lot of Spanish speakers, a lot of people who came in with visas to work to get the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to China.
China. So, okay. Chicago, New Orleans, Michigan, and now you're in China. Okay.
That's right. And so we first had to learn Chinese. So we spent 2 years learning Chinese.
Wow.
And then we worked in a government hospital in sort of the out west of China. It's where they actually used to exile people. So it's sort of the Siberia of China. Whenever we told people we were from there, they always would be like, why? Why do you live there? But we worked in a government hospital for 5 years. My husband set up an infectious disease program there, and I worked in an outpatient pediatric clinic. And then when our time in China was done, we landed in Marshfield. And so this is we've been here 3.5 years, going into our fourth year here, and have loved it. Absolutely loved it. It's been a great place to land after lots of moves, and our family's just sort of settled and thriving, and we really enjoy it.
Mm. You know, so often, you know, although life has so many twists and turns, we can look back and see how God uses it all for the time and the place where we are today. How do you see him working through all of those moves and all of the different experiences to prepare you for how he's using you today?
Well, I think I have a deeper understanding that everyone's story and the things that they struggle with in life, they don't surprise me.
Mm.
You know, people don't have to show up at church or show up at a retreat and think, you know, if people knew my story or if they knew what I've done or what's happened to me, like somehow I wouldn't fit in here. I've heard everything. Mm. I've seen everything. And so it just sort of makes my approach to people, I feel, just so much more welcoming because I realize that we all need God in our lives. And we all have things where we need him to show up and we need him to change us. And that he does that. And I've seen that around the world because we're all human. Mm-hmm. And God, he shows up. And that's just a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is. And it's all each of those encounters, like you said, with the adolescents that you were working with, the people you worked with in China, people in Chicago and Michigan, the migrants. You know, God uses all of that, I think, to equip us and to enable us to continue ministering to other people in other situations as well. The message that you'll be bringing to the women on Saturday, what is that? What's the main focus?
Well, I like to use stories. So if you're going to come to this retreat, you're going to hear a lot of stories. Mm. And a lot of the stories are from my life or from people that I've encountered. Now, I'm not going to use their identities, but I'll relay their situations. I feel like we learn through stories, and stories hit us and we remember them. And I think that's why Jesus used stories.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to use a lot of stories, and we're going to use stories from the Bible because we're a Christian retreat. So we're going to use stories from the Bible. We have three talks. The first talk, we're going to talk about God is real. You know, we need to acknowledge and we need to be amazed at the fact that God really is real and he's present. Sometimes our schedules are so busy and we're driving around and we're just doing everything on our to-do list and we forget God is right here and he's present and he's real and he's working, and we just forget that. So we're going to be reminded God is real. He hears us, he sees us, and it's a wonderful thing. And then the next talk we are going to talk about is God can change us. And sometimes in the midst of heartache or grief or circumstances that we just didn't expect would happen, we forget that God is a God who redeems. He can change us from being people who have been broken to being people that reveal his glory and reveal how amazing he is to redeem situations. So we're going to talk about that. And then the last talk we're going to talk about is God is in charge. You know, all of us humans, we struggle every day with the fact that we want to be in charge.
Mm.
We so struggle. And so the last talk is about God is in charge, but he is a loving father who we can trust to be in charge. But really, as humans, our sort of our purpose in life is to fall at the feet of God and say, you're in charge and I trust you. So that will be the last talk.
Yeah, it really has to start with that trust, doesn't it? If you really know who God is and you're able to trust him, then you're able to let go and to give him control of your life. Otherwise, it's kind of a tug of war. Well, here, God, you can take it. No, I'll take it back. You know, and we play that game of tug of war with them, trying to take charge.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And really, when we look at ourselves in the mirror, I don't want to be in charge.
No. We learn that after a while, don't we?
We do.
If I'm in charge, I'm going to mess it up. That's all I know.
Yes. Or it's absolutely terrifying. I have watched people who have held on so tightly to being in charge, and they are terrified that this kingdom that they have built will just come crumbling down.
Yeah, when it's built on him, you know, there's a security in that, and to know that it's on him. You know, it doesn't all rest on your shoulders, and you don't have to keep everything going all the time, that you can rest in him. Otherwise, there's no rest, is there?
There's no rest and no peace.
So who is the conference for on Saturday? Who should come? Everybody who has it all together and they're living a beautiful Christian life and have no problems, or what?
Well, that's a great question. I've been thinking about that, actually. You know, I think women's retreats are sort of like going in and getting a massage.
Oh, okay.
So there's two reasons we go in and get a massage. One, sometimes we have just been serving people. We've been working hard. We've been taking care of everyone in our lives, and we are exhausted, and we just want to go into a place where the phone is off, it's quiet and dark, and someone's taking care of us for half an hour.
Mm.
And so if you're in that category, you serve, you're tired, you just want God to speak to you, you just want someone to pour into you, this conference is going to be for you. But also, sometimes we go to massages because we've got some tight muscles. We've got areas that are hurting. We're kind of holding our shoulders the wrong way. We've got some trigger points. And we need to get that masseuse to get in there and start working on things. And it's a little uncomfortable when he gets to those points, when he gets to those hard muscles.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of feel like that's sort of the muscles in our soul. You know, sometimes we've got some hard points that we've been sort of, it's been starting to cause other problems, whether it's bitterness or whether it's unresolved fear or unresolved grief, or there's some anger. And so sometimes we need someone just to massage that out so that we can start healing and not feel pain that's radiating to other parts of our lives. And so this conference is also for you, that you need to come in and the Holy Spirit needs to just work on your heart. And it might feel a little odd. You know, it might even be a little uncomfortable. Like when you get a massage, you have to take off your top and you have to take off your bra, and that feels weird and you kind of wonder, you feel vulnerable. But really, God is a God who will massage you. He will know where you need it, and he will work out some of those hard places because he cares about you and he wants to heal you. Mm-hmm. And so that retreat is also going to be for you.
Oh, what a good analogy. I like that. I think we all need that spiritual massage, right?
That's right.
Well, Natasha, we are so looking forward to seeing you on Saturday. As I mentioned, the Praise Network will be back up there this year. I had a great time last year and looking forward to getting together with the women this year. It is the Awaken Women's Conference. It's going to be on Saturday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. at Paradise Shores in Lake Holcomb, Wisconsin. And it's sponsored by Sparking Hope Women's Ministry. I understand there are still a few tickets available, so if you'd like to find out more about that, just stop by our calendar and you can find all the links and information there. Again, that's a calendar on the Praise Network mobile app and also on our website at praisenetwork.com. Again, Natasha, thank you so much. We look forward to that spiritual massage on Saturday. I'm excited now.
All right.
I got some of those hard places and I'm also kind of tired and worn out, so I think it'll be a perfect day.
Sounds great.
I hope you're ready for it.
We are.
Again, our guest today has been Natasha Tompkins. She is a nurse practitioner, and she will be the speaker this Saturday at the Awaken Women's Conference. You can find out more about that, as I said, on our calendar that's on the Praise Network mobile app and also on our website at praisenetwork.com. Natasha, we'll see you soon. Thanks for your time.
You're most welcome. Thank you.